The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
And all the time.
Brothers
and sisters in Christ, dear members of our church family, good morning. And on behalf of all of us, welcome to Newport on Tay Church of Scotland and to this service of public worship. I'm just coming from Dubai, which is, for those who have been to Dubai, you know the difference in the weather. But it's a beautiful weather today, and I'm sure all of us are enjoying that. So welcome to those who are worshiping with us for the first time, those who are doing so after a long while, and those who are doing so now via Zoom and will be listening to our service afterwards from our church's website. The intimations are on the order of service in your hand, and we have a new journal for the month. My leading article is about my experience in Bahrain and something that I discovered from a small research. I hope you enjoy that. I will now ask our youth worker to say something, and then Philip will come before we continue with the service.
Good morning, everyone. This, in a couple of weeks' time, I think 3 weeks' time, we have our Newport Festival again, Saturday 21st, which is exciting. We have been asked yet again to run our welfare tent, so I'm looking for people to help out between 9:30 and 4:30. Don't worry, I'm not asking one person to do the whole time. We have slots that are either half an hour for setup or tidy up, or an hour for each tidy. So if you're happy to help, come speak to me at the end of the service. And there's four options. We've got two people serving, like tea and coffee and juice, although we hope tea and coffee is null and void because it's going to be nice and sunny. We have someone in the kitchen preparing everything and washing the cups and everything like that, and person running between the kitchen and the tent, which will be outside at the church grounds there. So if you're interested and happy to help, come speak to me, or if you want more information, again, come speak to me. That'll be grand. Thank you.
Sorry, I'm also looking for names to help, but anticipate it's something you'll be doing anyway. Most of you, I'm sure, will be aware of having over the year a series of joint services within our part of the cluster. We had one at Balmerino not so long ago. There's one coming up in a fortnight's time up at Creech, Fliss and Kilmeny. And then we're on to Wirmot in August and back here in November. So we're doing the tour of those churches. As with all of the churches, parking is very limited outside, and especially so out at Creech or Lothray, if you want to go by that name. To that end, we're asking people, if you're going, if you spare seats, could you sign up and let us know how many seats you have that you can offer people, or if you're looking for transport to get there, let us know. I appreciate you won't necessarily know this week, but by next week, because it's only in 2 weeks' time that we're going there. It is at 10:15, so be warned on that front. There's a list at the side and at the door there. If you can sign up, we'll do our best to match up people with spaces and save on too much in the way of transport out there. They are allowing us, as you read in the journal, allowing us to, if you're less ambulant, to park inside the grounds. The rest of us will be parking either on the road outside or down in the village with a short walk up to the church and back again to the car, of course. More information in the journals, but the sheets are here. If you could help anybody and help us, that would be great. Thank you.
Let us take a moment of silence and prepare ourselves for worship. Let us worship God. And our first hymn, O Worship the King, All Glorious Above, 127.
O Worship the King, all glorious above,
Let us pray. Holy and merciful God, creator of the morning light, keeper of our days, we come before you at the turning of the month with hearts full of thanks. Thank you for the gift of this new day, for breath in our lungs, for food to eat, for shelter and rest, for the quiet ways you sustain our lives even when we do not notice. Thank you for this gathered body, your church, and for every soul you have drawn here by love and longing. O Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Breathe through our worship this morning. Fill every corner of this sanctuary, every silence, every song. Heal the wounds we carry, seen and unseen. Lift the weights of our anxieties and hush the voices of fear. Let your peace reign in our minds and your joy return to our hearts. Give us, we pray, holy confidence that we may walk not in the shadow of death, of dread, but in the light of Christ, trusting the path you have prepared. But first, O God of compassion, we must lay down what clings to us and burdens our souls. We confess that we have not always sought the peace of the city where you have placed us. We have turned inward when you called us to care. We have doubted your plans when the waiting felt too long. We have held tightly to control when you asked us to trust. We have forgotten your promises in the noise of the world. Forgive us, O patient one. Forgive our failures in faith and our resistance to grace. Forgive our neglect of prayer and our hurried hearts. You who sent word through the prophet Jeremiah that even in exile, even in sorrow, you were near, remind us again today that your plans for us are good, plans to give us hope and a future, plans that do not abandon but restore. So we rise again by your mercy. We set our eyes again on Christ, our companion and redeemer. We open our lives again to your Spirit, trusting that you are not finished with us yet. To you, O God of all hope, be all glory. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We are marching in the light of God. It's our next hymn, 516. I did not see anyone marching. We should have been marching. Good morning, children. Next time we will all march from the back when we sing that hymn. Do we have only one child in church today? Seems as if it's going to be a man's thing. Where are the children of this church? On holidays? It's not yet time for holidays. How are you today? You good? Where are your friends? You don't know. So let's begin this morning with some questions again, one or two questions. Have you ever been lost, maybe in a shop or at a playground? Have you ever been lost somewhere? Maybe you went out with your dad or your mom to the shops and you got lost. Have you ever been lost? No. Have you ever felt lost about something? Maybe in your thoughts. Yes, you have. Do you remember? Okay, you want to share? It was in maths. You got lost. You did not know how to solve a mathematical problem. And you got lost. How did you feel? You felt lost. You got lost and you felt lost. I think all of us at some point we have felt lost. It may not be in the shops as a child. It may be that you lost your way, you were going somewhere and you thought you knew, but you missed the road and you went somewhere else. So there is something about being lost in life. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 29, God says, I know the plans I have for you. And when God says he knows the plans that he has for us, he means that even when we feel lost, he knows where we are. It's just like a child. When you get lost, maybe in the shops or in the park, your parents will look out for you if you were with them or whoever accompanied you. And so God always looks after us. And he says, I know the plans that I have for you. He doesn't end there. Plans to prosper you, plans for your good. So whenever we feel lost, whether it's in mathematics or another subject, we have to remember that we are not alone in this lostness. God is with us. And that is a promise that he will walk with us even in times that we don't expect and in ways that we don't expect. So next time when you feel confused, remember this. I know the plans I have for you. Can we remember that? Say, I know the plans I have for you. I know the plans I have for you. Declares the Lord. Let us pray. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, your promises are not just to the adults who can or may understand. They are also to children. We thank you for our children, and we thank you for your word that shapes them. But we thank you this morning for your promise that you are with us even when we are confused and lost. Help us to grow in that promise, to trust you and your declarations upon our lives. And may you continue, O Father, to guide and strengthen us in all that we do. For we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our next hymn is printed on the order of service. It's standing on the promises of Christ.
Our first reading this morning is from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 14a, and can be found on page 789 of the Church Bibles. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. The second reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 5 to 15, and that can be found on page 1084. John, chapter 16, verses 5 to 15. The work of the Holy Spirit. Now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you asks me, where are you going? Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. Thanks be to God for these readings from his holy word. Our next hymn is hymn 506.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, open our hearts to your word. Shine your light on the pages we read and the message we hear, so we may understand your truth, receive your hope, and walk in your ways. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, I bring you greetings from the Gulf, from the deserts of the Gulf. I was recently privileged to travel through Bahrain, Abu Dhabi, and Dubai. And while there, I had the honor of officiating at the induction of a pastor appointed by the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, my home church, to minister to our diaspora congregations in the Gulf. These communities worship faithfully under difficult conditions in a Muslim-majority region where the Christian faith, though legally permitted, is marginal, restricted by laws, constrained by public perception, and often quietly practiced behind closed doors. And now I return to Scotland, to this beautiful place where faith is historically rooted and publicly practiced. But we too face our own challenges: spiritual fatigue, cultural secularism, and a sense that the old flame is flickering. Today's readings from Jeremiah 29 and John 16 remind us that whether we are in a desert land, geographically or spiritually, or in a fertile historic stronghold, God's Spirit is with us. He is our helper, comforter, advocate, and counselor, and he brings us hope, no matter the land or law. Let us begin with Jeremiah. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." This is one of the most quoted verses in all of Scripture. It is often used on graduation cards and bookmarks. But the real context is far from comfortable. God's people were in exile, carried away to Babylon. They had lost their temple, their land, and their public worship. They were foreigners in a foreign land. That is what made my time in the United Arab Emirates so moving. I stood with Cameroonian believers who have, like Israel in Babylon, made a spiritual home in a foreign culture. They gather in hotel rooms, rented halls, sometimes in private flats. They sing in their mother tongue, pray in English, and worship in whispers. Their faith is vibrant but often invisible. And yet God says to them and to us, "I have not abandoned you. I have plans to give you a future and a hope." And sometimes the evidence of that hope is not just in the words of prophecy. It is buried in the ground, waiting to be rediscovered. Did you know that Christianity has ancient roots in the Gulf? On C. Beni Yas Island in Abu Dhabi, archaeologists in the 1990s uncovered a Christian monastery from the 7th century, a Nestorian Christian community that once thrived before Islam spread through the region. And that discovery is a reminder that God's Spirit was present long before skyscrapers dotted Dubai's skyline. And he is still present, often quietly, but powerfully. Perhaps that feeling of being far from home, of wondering where God is and whether he still sees you, resonates more deeply than we admit. Whether it is Israelites in Babylon, Cameroonian believers worshipping quietly in the Gulf, or a child hiding in the middle of a department store rack, there is something universally human about the fear that we have been left behind, that we are alone. But Scripture does not end with exile. It never does. The promise of Jeremiah 29 that God still has plans for a future and a hope is not just a word for ancient captives. It is also a whisper to disciples who are about to lose the one they have followed day and night for 3 years. It is a word for all of us who have ever felt the ache of God's silence or the weight of spiritual loneliness. Because in John 16, Jesus says something astonishing. He tells his disciples that his departure is not a disaster, it is a gift. He says that in going away, he will send someone to be with them. Not just near them, but in them. The Holy Spirit, the Helper, will come to continue and even amplify Jesus' ministry. So the God who once spoke hope to exiles now promises help to disciples. The God who said, I have not forgotten you, now says, I will not leave you. And that is where we turn now, from hope in exile to help at our side. I once heard a story about a little boy who became separated from his mom in a crowded department store. Curious and playful, he had crawled into the middle of one of those secular racks of clothes, treating it like a game of hide and seek. But when he emerged from his hiding place, the game had changed. She was not there. He wandered through the aisles, scanning faces, growing more anxious with every step. What started as fun became fear. He was not just lost. He was starting to wonder if anyone was even looking for him. And then a voice over the loudspeaker broke the silence. Joshua, your mother is waiting for you at the front desk. Just like that, everything changed. He was not forgotten. He had not been left behind. Someone had been searching all along. That quiet moment speaks to a louder ache that many of us carry. When life feels uncertain, when faith feels thin, when prayers seem to vanish into silence, we wonder if God is still near. The pain is not always that we are lost. It is the creeping suspicion that maybe no one is coming for us. And that is where today's readings meet us, in that very space. My dear Christian friends, in Jeremiah 29, God's people were displaced, exiled from home, cut off from worship, surrounded by a foreign culture that did not speak their language or honor their God. And into that confusion and grief, God speaks not with blame, but with promise. I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. A voice in the wilderness, a declaration in the silence, you are not forgotten. Centuries later in John 16, we see a similar ache, this time not in Babylon, but in a quiet upper room in Jerusalem. Jesus Christ tells his disciples that he is going away, and the sorrow is immediate. These men had left everything to follow him, their identity, their purpose, their hope. It was all wrapped up in the rabbi from Nazareth, and now he says he is leaving. But just like in exile, the promise still stands. Jesus says, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go, the Helper will not come, but if I go, I will send him to you. Jesus Christ does not abandon us. He prepares. He makes room for something greater, God's own Spirit to dwell not just among us, but within us. Beloved friends, as we step into a new month, let us ask, have you felt misunderstood lately? Have you walked through days where the noise of the world drowned out the nearness of God? Have you wondered if your faith still matters in a world that seems to have moved on? If so, you are not alone. Across deserts and deltas, busy cities and quiet villages, I've seen the church alive in the whisper of prayer in Dubai, in the hymns sung by faithful hearts here in Scotland, and in every place, in every language, under every law, one truth remains: God is faithful. He has not left us to figure this life out on our own. He has given us his Spirit, not as an abstract force, but as a person who walks with us, speaks to us, strengthens us, and reveals Christ to us. So as this month begins, may your questions be met with quiet answers. May your doubts be interrupted by divine whispers. May your ordinary days be filled with extraordinary awareness. The Spirit is with you. Let us pray. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us your promise. You know the plans that you have for us, plans to prosper us, plans for our good, and plans for a future with hope. And we thank you, O God, for the promise of Christ that he will send a helper to be with us in the Holy Spirit. May we enter into your promises and live our lives with hope in you. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father, is hymn number 153. That's our next hymn.
Thank you.
We are planning to introduce singing of the doxology when the offering is brought forward. How many people know the doxology? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Can we try it? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly. Son and Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us pray. Let us dedicate the offering. God of all hope and giver of every good gift, you meet us not only in the sanctuary but in the wilderness, not only in answered prayers but in silent waiting. You provide manna in the desert and wisdom in the unknown. So receive these gifts, O generous one, not just coins and notes, but trust offered from uncertain hearts, thanksgiving given in the face of scarcity, hope planted in the soil of faith. May what we offer today serve the work of your Spirit to comfort the forgotten, to shelter the displaced, to nourish the soul and body alike. Let these gifts echo the promise of Jeremiah that you are not far off and that you are always at work to give us a future and a hope. Bless our offering and bless us that we too may be offerings, living testimonies to the faithfulness of Christ, empowered by your Spirit to serve, to witness, and to love in a world that so deeply needs your peace. In the name of Jesus, who did not leave us orphaned, but sent us the helper and companion. Amen. And now we will intercede for the world and for ourselves. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you are the voice in the silence, the flame in the dark, the whisper that reminds us we are not forgotten. We thank you for the promise spoken through Jeremiah that even when we feel far from home, even when worship feels quiet and faith feels hard, you are near. You know the plans you have for us, plans to give us a future and a hope, so that we bring before you today the longings of our hearts and the needs of the world. We pray for all who are in a kind of exile today, those far from family or homeland, those cut off by war, injustice, or poverty, those worshiping in whispered faith behind closed doors. We remember the Cameroonian congregations in the Gulf and all Christians who gather where public faith is at risk. Strengthen their courage, Lord. Let them feel the nearness of your Spirit. We pray for our own community here in Scotland, where the challenges are quieter but still real. We ask for renewal where faith has grown weary, for imagination where churches feel stuck, and for fire in the hearts of those who still long for your kingdom. For those in our congregation who are anxious, may your Spirit come as comfort. For those grieving, come as peace. For those feeling forgotten, come as a gentle reminder that you are the God who sees, who knows, and who stays. We lift before you now in the silence of our hearts those people and places we carry this morning. As we intercede for others, O Advocate and Counselor, remind us that you are interceding for us too. With groans deeper than words, with wisdom beyond our knowing, help us walk not by sight but by trust, not with fear but with the mind of Christ. And in every desert or fertile place, we may find ourselves. May we carry this quiet assurance, the Spirit of the living God walks beside us. In the name of Jesus, who is our hope and our help, we pray. Amen. Let's bring our service to a close, singing 512, "To God be the glory, great things he has done." Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world. Amen.